We are now at the first verse. It is 16 measures long. Here are its first four measures. So I'm starting off with a G chord that is made up of just the 6th string 3rd fret with finger 3, and then my 1st string 3rd fret with finger 4. I'll play these together, then 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. And then I go up to a bar chord. This is finger 1 barring the entire 7th fret. I'll play the 6th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings together, and then hit the 2nd string by itself. And then I'll play the 6th, 4th, and 3rd together. Then I'll move everything down a fret to the 6th fret. Play the 6th, 4th, and 3rd together again. Then take everything down to the 5th fret. So I'm barring the entire 5th fret now. And I'll play the 6th, 4th, 3rd, and 2nd together. And then I'll play the 2nd string 7th with my 4th finger. Then move it up a fret to play the 2nd string 8th. Now, I will show you an easier way of doing this in a minute, but let's get through this first. What's next is I keep the bar on that 5th fret, put that 4th finger on the 1st string, 7th fret. I'll play the 5th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings together. Take that 4th finger off, play the 1st string, 5th fret. Give me the 2nd string, 7th fret with that 4th finger. Take it off, and then give me the 2nd string, 5th fret. Still part of the bar. If you can't get your hand to bar quite that long and quite that strong, here's the workaround. Now what I did there was, instead of barring the entire 5th fret for that 1st chord, I barred just the 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings with finger 1. And I played the 5th string, which is now open, the 4th, the 3rd, and the 2nd together. Then I put finger 3 on the 2nd string 7th, and then my 4th finger on the 8th. Then what I did for the next chord is I brought my 1 finger bar down so that it's barring just the first 3 strings. I'm going to play the 4th string, which is now open, the 3rd and 2nd strings together, which are now the 5th fret, and I need the 1st finger to be the 7th fret, and you can use the 3rd or 4th finger for that. And then I'll take that 1 finger off so that I can hear that 1st string 5th fret again, which is part of the bar, then 2nd string 7th, and then let's take everything off and play the 1st string open. So that's a little bit easier way of playing that measure. But anyway, we go back to this. And this is a G major 7. For this, I have finger 1 on the 6th string 3rd. Finger 3 is on the 4th string 4th. Finger 2 is on the 2nd string 3rd. I'll play the 6th and 2nd together, 4th, 3rd, 2nd. And then I come back and hit the 6th again, 4th, 3rd, take everything off and hit the 2nd string open. And this will set us up for the next measure.